Canto 5, Chapter 2. The Activities of Maharaj Agnidra. Sri Shuka said, when his father chose the path of liberation and Agnidra, as ordered, took his place, he, strictly following the Dharma, protected the citizens, the inhabitants of Jambudvipa, like they were his children. One day he desired a woman from the realm of the godly and engaged in austerities at the foot of the mountains where their playground is found. After he, in compliance with the rules of his forefathers, had gathered all the necessities for the service, he, fully attentive, executing penances, was of worship for the Master, the highest power of creation in the universe, Lord Brahma. Understanding what he wanted, the Almighty Lord, the first person of the universe, sent down from his abode the celestial girl, the Apsara Purvachiti. She there wandered around in the woods near that place of meditation, that most beautiful was dense with various trees with masses of high-reaching golden creepers attached to the branches. The clear waters of the lake, filled with lotuses, resounded with the vibrations of the pleasant sounds of communicating pairs of land birds and, on their turn, responding water birds like ducks and swans. The prince then, in the ecstasy of his yoga, heard the pleasant sounds of her ankle bells that tinkled with every step she made, with her so very attractive way of moving around playfully. Looking up with his half-open lotus-bud-shaped eyes, he spotted her. By her playful movements, shy glances, humility, sweet voice, and by her limbs beautiful to behold and contemplate, she nearby, just like a honeybee smelling the beautiful flowers, paved for both normal men and men of heaven the way for the flower-bearing god of love. The goddess was stunning, making herself heard by the sweet nectar pouring out of her smiling and talking mouth. The sight of the hasty, stylish little movements of her feet to escape the intoxicated bees surrounding her, the movements of her jug-like breasts, the weight of her hips, the braids of her hair, and the belt around her waist. The mere sight of the goddess brought him fully under the control of the almighty Cupid, and thus he seized the opportunity to address her. Who are you, and what do you intend to do on this hill, or choice of the Munis? Are you some illusory appearance of the Supreme Lord, our God in the beyond? Dear friend, do you carry your two bows without strings, your eyebrows, for your own protection, or are you hunting the heedless animals in this forest? These two arrows, these eyes of you, O fortunate lady, that have feathers like lotus petals, have no shaft and are peaceful and very lovely. Who do you want to pierce with their sharp heads, loitering around in this forest? May your prowess be of service for the welfare of all of us who, dull-witted, fail to understand this. All these followers around you, the bees, O worshipable lady, are enjoying the resort of the tresses of your hair and all the flowers falling down from them, while they incessantly sing unto the Lord the prayers of the Samaveda and the Upanishad, like being sages of respect for the different types of Vedic literature. From the resounding vibration alone of your ankle bells, I can very distinctly hear the titiri birds, O Brahmin girl, without seeing their form. Seeing your beautiful round hips with the lovely color of kadamba flowers and around them a belt red as burning cinders, I wonder where your ascetic bark dress would be. What is it, O twice-born one,